Tucked away just north of Birmingham is a farm where people go to get help and put their minds at ease. That place is called the Red Barn, and not all of the helpers here walk on two legs. The Red Barn uses horses for therapeutic riding sessions and for something known as hippotherapy. And no, it does not involve a hippopotamus.
Hippo means horse, and so it's just the use of the horse in therapy.
That's Ellen Davis. She works at the Red Barn.
Sometimes people call us hippotherapists, but we're not. We're either occupational therapists, physical therapists, or speech therapists who are using the horse.
Davis is an occupational therapist who's trained in hippotherapy. She says it's beneficial to a wide variety of people.
Hippotherapy is usually looking at individuals with neuromuscular or sensory input problems. That can include autism, spina bifida, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy. And it is very goal-oriented and part of an overall plan.
Working with the horses also helps build a routine.
Most lessons begin with a student coming in, checking the board, seeing what horse they're riding that day.
Alexis Braswell is one of the horse trainers at the Red Barn. She says students take part in the care of the horses, too.
And they'll go to the tack room, get their groom box, assist in grooming their horse and tacking their horse, and then they will ride.
Tacking a horse means putting on the saddle and reins before taking a ride. Braswell says clients get a few different choices before saying giddy up.
And that might be a trail ride. It might be an obstacle course. It might be working on independent steering in the arena, or learning how to trot for the first time, or perfecting their trot, or any number of things.
Go ahead.
That's my mom. I can tell her to do that.
Mom turns out to be Joy O'Neill, who runs the Red Barn. She says they started out just doing therapeutic riding.
And then one of our riding instructors was also a speech therapist. And so she was a lot of time working with students that needed to improve their speech. And so she went through the hippotherapy training and began being able to offer speech therapy while also teaching a riding lesson.
O'Neill says they opened their doors in 2012 and began offering treatment on horseback shortly thereafter. The Red Barn is staffed not only with trainers, therapists, and groundskeepers, but volunteers, too.
Yeah, I talk to the horse, too. Oh, my sweet girl.
That's Army veteran Patricia Douglas. She comes to the Red Barn not just to volunteer. Working with her four-legged friend Jesse helps her out, too.
When I'm driving over here, sometimes I'm all stressed out, but when I leave, I'm always relaxed. It kind of slows me down, and working with Jessie, I know what she likes.
She says the two of them hit it off pretty quick, but at first, it took some getting used to.
Some of them are so big and they seem kind of intimidating. Once you kind of start working with them and they calm down and you understand some about them, it helps you learn that even though they seem intimidating, they're really not. You kind of learn. You learn about yourself and about the horse at the same time.
Remember Ellen Davis? She says that is one of the key aspects of hippotherapy.
You might be able to pick up a dog and get it to do what you want, but you're not going to do that with a horse. You're going to have to respect their space and kind of come to an understanding with them that helps improve us as individuals.
So that explains how hippotherapy could help someone with anxiety or something similar. But Davis goes on to explain how it works for people with autism and neuromuscular disorders.
The horse's pelvis moves in the same three planes of movement that we move in. It goes front to back, side to side, and rotates. And so any rider with movement problems, that creates a pattern of movement that we can learn to follow and then develop on our own.
These movements not only help physically, but mentally too.
Those three movements are kind of the basis for a lot of our stability as we move through our environment. So it can help retrain our brain as far as neuromuscular movement.
A child doesn't even have to have a diagnosis to benefit from working with the horses. Dana Archer brings her daughter to the Red Barn for just that sort of thing.
She has very strong emotions, and she's extremely shy. And, you know, an introvert, she most of the time would rather stay at home than go out places. And so it's really drawing her out, giving her something to be passionate about, to have confidence about.
Archer says she isn't sure what she would have done if she hadn't found out about therapeutic riding and hippotherapy.
She's tried dance and gymnastics, and you know, cheerleading, and it was just never anything that she really wanted to do. And to have the gift of, you know, loving horses and learning how to ride, I feel like I'm able to give her something that she'll have for the rest of her life.
Joy O'Neill says that over 100 children and adults visit the Red Barn each week. She says they're working with other groups like JACE or Just Ask Yourself to Care. O'Neill wants to expand the programs at the Red Barn in the new year, including working with police officers.
In 2018, we're going to work on a project that sort of expands their existing law enforcement training that they do for police officers to help them identify their own burnout.
She says it will also help them learn how to handle people better.
And to be more informed about trauma that they may encounter with the folks that they might see out on the street. It's to also start working with police officers to help them learn more about communication delays in children with disabilities.
Whether it's kids, veterans, police officers, or anyone with a need, the Red Barn offers a chance for everyone to saddle up and take on the challenges they face every day. I'm Stan Engold, APR News in Leeds, Alabama.